Now, when I was a sinner, I learned this psalm as a sinner. I don't know if there's anyone in here that didn't learn this psalm, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Right? You go, I shall not want. Ain't too many people don't know that one. I'm telling you the truth. Now, we live way in the country. They you know how kids are. They tease us in school. Yeah, you know how kids are in school when they find a good joke. They're just gonna stay on it and stay on it forever. So they tease us and said we live in a moat. We didn't know what a moat was. They had to look it up, say surrounded by a body of waters. Joe here lived way back in the country in the woods in a moat. Well, we would have activities, and we had but one car, and had my mom had a load of children, and so I had to walk home. And see, we live, you walk on a hard surface road, and then it's a dirt road. So you got a mile and a half walk on that dirt road. It's dark. There's no city lights back there. Man, it's dark. I'm like, man, I gotta walk home. But you know, I always thought I was, you know, pretty brave. I never told anyone this. You are the first one I ever told this, so don't you go out and tell nobody, I said. But man, that fear, I felt that fear coming up on me when I got on that dirt road, like it's coming up my pants. And I start running. I don't know, like the voices say, I hear something in the woods, and you go, take off running, you know. You're running from an idea. It really is nothing at you, but just the thought of it. You're running. And you can't run but so long, so you stop. And so when I stop, this 23rd song will come to my mind, and I start saying it out loud. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Right? He maketh me to lie down. And then when you get to the part, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Boy, you're staying on that one. I fear no evil. Thou rod and thou staff, they comfort me. And you take off running again, right? But you got to remember, I didn't just walk that road one or two times. Man, we walked that road a lot. And we, even in the daytime, they had them wild dogs out there. I remember one time them wild dogs, they was up in that field. They saw me walking. And he jumped, run, run, run. And I took off running. I mean, I probably broke a record that day. I ran up in that house, hit that stream door, and boom, I was in the house. My mom said, what's wrong with you, boy? Them dogs. One of them was white, looked like a wolf, man. Woo, we all was scared of him. I ain't get a chance to quote Psalm 23 that day. But I'm telling you, even as sinners, the word would work for you. It would. Hallelujah. Now, I see myself when I come before you in the Spirit of God, preparing a table. Hallelujah. Talking to you about things pertaining to the kingdom of God. I've said this and I've said forever because it's true. It's God's word to us. Everything in God's kingdom works by faith. Everything works by faith. Works with the motive of love. When Paul talks about the greatest thing amongst faith, hope, and love is love, he's talking about motive, your motive for doing it. What motivate you to do what you do? Is it the love of God or is it you want to be seen of men? That's what Jesus was talking about. He says those Pharisees stand at the corner and pray all loud because they want to be seen of men. That's their motivation for doing that. They give and make loud noises because they want to praise of men. But see, in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, the Bible tells us that the love of God has been poured out in our spirit by the Holy Spirit. Now, I say, and it's true, because everything in the kingdom of God, and we're in the kingdom, works by faith. Now, love works by faith. We're talking about the God kind of love now. You know there's four types of love, and we really pretty much teach the most on three types of love. The agape love, which is the love of God, and then phileo love, which is human love, emotional love, and then eros, which is sexual love between a husband and a wife. Amen. But the love of God is the foundation. You know, Calvin used to say, you're going to try to build a building on a vacant lot. And I found out Charles Capps says that too. No, you can't build no building on a vacant lot. You have to lay a foundation. So the love of God is our foundation in life. Then all the rest of the love is built on that foundation. If there is no foundation laid properly in a person's life, in the love of God, you're going to have challenges with the phileo and with the eros love. Because love, God is love. His nature is love. He created all of these other love. They're not going to work properly if agape is not the foundation of it, right? Are you tracking? That making spiritual sense to you? So the more we learn how to walk in the love of God by faith, all the other loves benefit from that. It nurtures them. Hallelujah. Now, here again, you know this as well as I do. Everybody, you know, the Bible said love everybody. But, you know, some people, you know, you don't even like them. Come on now. But the scripture don't tell you to lack. See, lack is that emotional love, isn't it? Come on, that's time you don't even like your husband. Don't shut me down just because I made a good statement. And sometimes you don't even like your wife. Sometimes you don't even like them children. But that don't mean you're not going to prepare dinner for them. Are you listening to me? But when you think about lack, it's not lack that you don't like them. It's an attitude, or it's something they did or something they said that come out of their person that you don't like. Right? I don't like the way you said that to me, right? So what we do, we connect what they said with them, because what you say is a part of you, right? But the Bible tells us that we have to love one another. Come on, look at somebody and say, I got to love you. I got to love you with the love of Jesus. Now, listen to this. Jesus didn't say, now, I got an option for y'all. You can do it if you want. You don't have to, but. But if you want to, how about loving each other? No, the Bible said he gave us a commandment. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, yes, that you love one another. And he's talking about agape. He's talking about agape, isn't he? I said he's talking about agape, isn't he? Yes. Now, how do you, I mean, I met some folk, I'm telling you, I'm sure you have too, that, woo, there was a challenge on your love. Come on, you had to say, help me, Jesus. Come on, how many of you ever met someone and you had to say, help me, Jesus, other than me? Okay. Woo! And I'm sure there have been a bunch of people that probably said about me, Lord, help me, Jesus, with Pastor Joseph. Lord, glory to God. Help me, Jesus. But, you know, I'm thankful, aren't you, that we actually can look to something greater than ourselves. Yeah. So this table that the Spirit of God has helped me and is helping me to prepare for you is a good table where we sit and commune with God and eat. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by what? By bread alone. Why? Because you're more than just physical. He's saying there's two dimensions to man. There's the physical, he eat on food, and then there's the spiritual, he eat on food too. But the food the natural man eat isn't the same food that the spiritual man eat. The natural man eat natural food, and the spiritual man eat spiritual food. Hallelujah. And he said, it's the word of God.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus, and faith and the anointing Worketh by Love. You have a good week.